Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man alive. So, this story's so gross. This was sent to me by Florida woman Amber. It's not on our rundown. I did drop it in Slack, but this is okay. I just read the headline. Tampa Bay Times. Tampa restaurant garnished plates with foxtail ferns outside from where dogs pee. Oh, God. It's apparently a Kaiseki restaurant, and it shares a space with a recent Michelin star winner. So apparently the criticism is that the $400-something meals are garnished with inedible ferns cut from where dogs pee, which is the claim. And they are, I mean, they're pretty ferns, but it's by, apparently people say, where dogs walk. And I'm sure that, is it enough to say, and I don't want to smear the restaurant. I don't know. Just don't have a fern on your plate. But Tampa Bay Times, they reported it first back in January, and now they have there's more. Is that, I mean, I'm sure they wash them. Is that enough to say? Is it? No, Kane is not convinced.
I'm not really convinced at all, actually.
Apparently Tampa Bay Times sent someone over there to eat, and they got one of the,
one of the pea ferns?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
I'm not against a restaurant actually growing their own herbs or whatever.
But when there are apparently witnesses say this is where...
If they're at a ground level where dogs can just walk by and pee on them, I don't want you to, procure your herbs that way.
Your garnishes? But, yeah. I mean, it's just sitting garnishes on the plate. You don't eat it. No, I don't. No, I agree with you. Okay, Wingstop dispute. A South Florida man was arrested because he assaulted his mother during a Wingstop dispute. Coral Springs. The guy was arrested because he got into his... He got into an argument with his mom, and he assaulted her over, quote, stank wings, end quote. Stank wings. 20-year-old Kevin Thompson allegedly gave his mother spoiled chicken and then demanded fresh food from another Wingstop location. When his mom asked why, he said, I want chicken. The chicken I gave you is stank. And then he challenged his own mom to a fight, and then he punched her in the face. She fled for her safety to a Publix. I feel like if he goes to prison, he's going to get beaten by inmates who don't like it when you mistreat your mama, because they're very specific about this stuff in the prison. I mean, there is some prison honor. I'm just saying. So he has aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, domestic battery, driving with a suspended license. Apparently he does have a record. And Tampa Bay County the Villages finally got beat for number of STDs. Look at that. Tampa Bay County has more reported STD cases than the Villages. Hillsborough County, they had 932 cases of nastiness.
The county versus the Villages.
Yes, the Hillsborough. Well, aren't the Villages like quite large though?
They are.
I watched a documentary on it and it was wild. I was like, what? They said that 932 cases per 100,000 residents, and that was just in 2022. It keeps going up. And now it's greater than that of the Villages, which used to have the number one record. So, as Kane says, old people aren't innocent, Our friends over at Kel-Tec, this is a great American company based in Florida, and they make some awesome stuff. The Sub 2K has been shipping for a while. It's one of their newer ones. It's the Gen 3. It's a 9mm carbine, and I have the previous iteration of this. The Gen 3, though, there's some upgrades on it. First and foremost, I think this is one of the biggest. With mine, because this thing folds in half, it's really fun, and it's when space is limited, this is a good one to take with you. Mine folds in half, but I have to take my optics off. I got to detach my optics. Gen 3, the upgrade is that you no longer have to attach or reattach your favorite optics. They just folds in half, optics and all, with a single twist and fold motion in either direction of that patent-pending rotating forend. The other upgrade, it takes Glock mags. Glock 19s fit flush. Glock 17 and stick mags fit with the mag, just going a little bit past the grip. There's redesigned trigger mechanics, so it's a lightened 5-pound pull, which translates into improved accuracy. You also have an updated action. the operating handle, it's easier to rack, and the internal buffer also means a softer recoil. It's just a great 9mm carbine for the whole family, and it's just really innovative. It's really cool. Family-owned values at their best, made in America, Kel-Tec. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, and tell them Dana sent you.
It's only in the past few years that I have grown in courage to speak more boldly and directly, because as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man. To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better. I speak from experience as an introvert who now finds myself as an amateur public speaker and an entrepreneur, something I never thought I'd be when I received my industrial engineering degree. The road ahead is bright. Things are changing, society is shifting, and people young and old are embracing tradition. Not only has it been my vocation that has helped me and those closest to me, but not surprising to many of you, should be my outspoken embrace of the traditional Latin Mass. I've been very vocal in my love and devotion to the TLM and its necessity for our lives. But what I think gets misunderstood...
So this is Harrison Bucker. He's speaking at Benedictine College, and he talked about women in... He talked about Christian values, getting married and raising kids, and he also said that, you know, women being mothers, that's their most important role, and he's 1,000% correct. And the Kansas City, the city, doxed him, and the NFL... was throwing him shade. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this second hour. You can have Travis Kelce go up and chug a beer at a commencement address, and that's like celebrated. But then you have Harrison Bucker, who's like, yeah, women have choices. You don't have to go into a career. And if you want to stay at home and be a mother, that's the most important thing you can do. He's right. And he didn't deny. I listened to what he had said. This is like my millionth time listening to this, or parts of it. I listened to his whole address once, and I've listened to parts of it like a million different times. And he never in his address denied women choice, which is what modern feminism does. Modern feminism states that women are not allowed to choose differently from the women that have established the cottage industry of third and fourth wave feminism. If you make a choice different from that of your feminist masters, then you are betraying your sex. And that's what Linda Hirschman actually said once. She said about 10 years ago that women who are college educated, who choose to go and stay home, they betray their sex. She and I got into it hardcore, very publicly some time ago over that. And he didn't deny, unlike, you know, modern feminism, in his address, Harrison Bucker did not deny, and you know, he's the kicker for Kansas City Chiefs. He did not deny women a choice. He just said, look, if you choose this, it's the most important role you can have. And it is. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. It's a reason why it's a saying. Mothers are the most no shade to you dads. I do think it happens with particularly sons at a certain age. If you read Bringing Up Boys by Dobson, which is a great book and a must read for any boy mom. But women, mothers, are the most influential person in a child's life. And they stay that way for a long time. And there's a reason why it's the most important role. They are more influential than any teacher, than anybody else. It all starts in the home, which is, by the way, the way that the building blocks, the foundations of a good society, a strong society, that's how it's supposed to be. You have the home. The church is to assist what happens in the home. The community assists each other. That's how it's built. And we've gotten everything really backwards. And he's talking about this. He's celebrating women. He's celebrating women's choices. He's telling men, be unapologetic in your masculinity. Fight against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. And he's right. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why people, and there's some on the right, why people are so mad about this. There's no reason for them to be. I mean, there should not be any controversy over this. I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with his timing either. He never told women to not have a career. He said it will be, it will be one of the best accomplishments for a woman if she becomes a wife and a mother. And especially at a Catholic college, that should not be a controversial thing. Imagine someone who graduates from a religious institution returns to give a commencement address at the religious institution, and they give a commencement address that reflects the values of the religion that upon which the religious institution was founded. Why are people shocked about this? They're mad because he's a kicker in the NFL. He's an NFL player. And they don't think that he should have access to mainstream because of his views. So he's actually being discriminated against because of his views. There's nothing wrong with what he said. And the crazy thing is where did we get to a spot as a society where telling women that being a mother is the most important role that they will ever have? Where did we get as a society to believe that that is in any way a controversial statement? How in the world is that a controversial statement? Because raising kids is more important than any of the accomplishments I've ever made in broadcasting. Raising kids is more has been more of an accomplishment than my best-selling books. Raising kids has been a bigger accomplishment than all of that. How is that a controversy to say? And I feel like I am in a pretty dang good authoritative spot on this because I was at one point a mother who stayed home. I freelanced, wrote on the side, and I homeschooled my kids. And then as they got older, I started to get more and more involved. And there was, you know, clearly, I think, a divine path to maybe go and do this or that. It wasn't like I sought out opportunity. I had a hobby on the side where I always wrote. In fact, that's what I went to. They don't even have a print journalism degree anymore, but I went to school for journalism. And I had a blast. I loved being at home with my kids. My husband was the one, he went out and worked. And as they got older, like I said, and then I built a website and created content. And then I got started in radio and then in television and all this other stuff. And was in activism because for them, really, then it led to everything that it led to. So I can say that with some authority and some hard-won experience. I don't know why it's denigrated today. Being a mother is more important than your career. Because for those children, you are their world. The sad thing is that feminism, particularly third wave and fourth wave, is a ruse on women and has made it to where we can no longer survive on one income. Feminists support policies that make it impossible for business to be successful. They support policies that demand that parents work longer hours to make up for the lack of stretch in their dollar, to pay for the exorbitant government spending, to pay for sending billions to Ukraine, to pay for all the entitlement programs, to pay for hotels for people who come into the country illegally, to pay for all of the benefits that they get when they cross the border illegally, to pay for sending vodka shots to homeless people in San Francisco, to pay for all of this stuff. And third and fourth wave feminism has swindled women into thinking, you got to go to work. You know why? Because they wanted another income stream for the federal government. The federal government wanted to be able to tax more. So they had this great collusion in that they could get women to also go into the workforce. Women fought for so long to be able to stay at home and raise their babies and get out of the fields. And I'll be damned, you got the federal government, the matriarchy and the patriarchy working together to convince women that they needed to have dual income streams so that the government could get more in tax. And they convinced you of all of this and ruined the economy in the process. And now you can't even make it on one income. And then they want to blame the right, which is wild. That's a real thing. And if women want to stay at home and be a caretaker, they are so harshly attacked in our society because you're denying the government a bloodline. You're creating a strong home. That means the government can't come in and be daddy or mommy. What? They hate that. In the same way that Marx hates God because he doesn't want to have anyone over him. They hate that. Doorway to big government. That's why people are having this reaction to Harrison Butker. That's why they don't like it. That's why you see a lot of, I think that there is a subversive movement on the right. I think it's a psyop, personally, to try to convince younger people that being traditional in terms of roles of a mother that stays home or this or that are good things and they want to attack them. I think it's a psyop. I think that they're trying to like engineer a reaction against what everyone is naturally gravitating towards because they see, wow, that was what has kept society together. This is why Harrison Butker, it's not even about Harrison Butker. The reason that it blew up so much is because they're mad that they have access through Butker to the NFL. You have a mainstream guy who gets a lot of eyeballs who's saying this stuff. And they're mad because they don't want those people in the mainstream. They don't want them to have access to that national conversation or to participate in it. And that's why people are having this reaction. And now you have the NFL condemning him for it. He did not say a single thing that was wrong. Not a single thing. And it shouldn't be controversial. They have like what is it? They're trying to get him kicked off the team. So they had a petition going. So my God, now they have another petition going to keep him on. That's just, it's sad. But I'll tell you something too. It's nice to hear a man affirm that. And I think it's important, particularly for younger mothers and younger women who aren't married, to hear a man affirm that. Because younger women are just bludgeoned by society. They're told that it's a betrayal if they start families and stay home. They're told that if they stay home, they're being a doormat for a man because these people don't understand what a partnership is. You have some people out there saying marriage is bad and it's too many people are getting divorced. They are trying to engineer you into thinking that marriage is bad. Women are getting hit, and young men, from every single angle. And it is so important that there are people out here that affirm that, because women are not going to hear this from other women. There is no national group of women that are mainstreamed that are going to be as vocally supportive of a woman's choice to stay home and raise her family. See, when you talk about pro-choice, that's not one of the choices that's allowed. So it's good for it. And the irony of a man affirming this before any of these national big mouth women do. Good on Harrison Butker. Protect him at all costs. As we roll towards headlines, our partners that help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Hillsdale. You know, an actual academic institution. Amazing that, right? Hillsdale is a great, for a lot of people who are out there looking for colleges, et cetera, et cetera. It is a really, really great school. And it's in Southern Michigan. It's a classical liberal arts college. And they are all about, the cool thing with them, they're all about really pursuing academic excellence and truth in academic excellence. And so with Hillsdale, they have a ton of free resources that you can take advantage of. So you don't necessarily have to go to Southern Michigan in order to take advantage of their resources. They have, like, for instance, this free speech digest called Imprimis that they send out to like 6.5 million homes and businesses. And it provides smart commentary from leading conservative thinkers. So, for instance, we've been talking about how in this last issue, they were exploring the American Medical Association says that white supremacy is all in medicine. So they got to lower the standards for a medical school entrance test. You know, lower the standards for people who are going to cut you up and operate on your guts. It's a little scary, right? And this is happening in a ton of other fields, including law, fields this should never happen in. And they talk about this and what's needed to be done in terms of remedying it. There's no cost or obligation to get this in Primus or any of their other things. Hillsdale produces and mails in Primus as part of its educational mission on behalf of liberty. Sign up for your free subscription today at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so doing the jobs of 50 people. This is magician David. I don't care about this headline. I really don't give a rat's ass. David Copperfield's accusations. I don't care. Inflation hits 20% under Joe Biden, pushing small businesses to the brink. They said, well, this isn't a surprise. They said the country hit a sad milestone. Inflation under the president hit a cumulative 20%. The dollar values plummeted on his watch. BLS also confirmed that the consumer price index is resurgent and growing faster than average wages. Combining with weak GDP growth, the data shows the economy is re-entering stagflation. I don't think we ever left it. So that's a stupid comment from the Hill. Let's see this. Retirees, they're running out of money because everyone's broke because this administration won't stop spending. And stupid people that are probably the product of incest and drugs and drinking. They decided that they wanted to go and vote for a Democrat because they like their motto better. I hope you get the asteroid you deserve. Pump and dump. S&P 500 jumps 1% to post-record close ending session about 5,300 for the first time. People who are economically illiterate don't care. They don't care. Because they don't even know what that means. They really don't. Just think about it. The restaurant industry, they're saying that they can't afford to be open. They can't afford to be closed. It's called a shocking state. There's a story after story. Unfortunately, if you were to read the piece at MSN, they've got a barely literate reporter who doesn't know how to stack a story. And the lead's buried all the way in the seventh graph. But what am I talking about, you know? But anyway, the point of the story is that most restaurants are struggling. It's not even half. It's like a majority now. And they still have been trying to claw back after being forced to lock down by the same Democrats in government that are running for re-election now. Let's see. There's talk about ticket splitting, hurting Democrats. It's this piece that actually there's legitimately an honest piece that was ran in some god-awful half-baked publication. But anyway, they were getting into ticket splitting on the left, which has mostly been discussed on the right, especially in states like Texas, where you've had the removal of the single party ticket where you could just register as Republican. You get your Republican Party ticket. Now you can't do that anymore. And split ticket voting is ultimately what caused Ted Cruz to lose the biggest conservative district in Texas to Beto O'Rourke because you had a lot of split ticket voting. Now this is something that's happening on the left. And this makes me kind of wonder, going back to what we were talking about in the first segment with the debate and RFK being present, if that's one of the reasons why Democrats in the Biden campaign are being so hardcore against having any kind of third party candidates participate in the debate, because the split ticket and the places where it can be done, that can be, I mean, if you don't have any enthusiasm for Biden, they're going to vote for everybody else down ticket, perhaps. But they're not going to be voting for Biden up at the top. So that's an interesting thing. Also, Biden officials want to, quote, wrap up the Gaza war. They want a proposed, quote unquote, Palestinian Hamas coalition government, which is stupid because that's what they already have. Do these people not know the lay of the land over here?
This is monumental. Today, my administration took a major step to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule I drug to a Schedule III drug. It's an important move toward reversing longstanding inequities. Today's announcement builds on the work we've already done to pardon a record number of federal offenses for simple possession of marijuana. And it adds to the action we've taken to lift barriers to housing, employment, small business loans, and so much more for tens of thousands of Americans.
He's trying to buy people off.
Look, folks, no one should be in jail merely for using or possessing marijuana.
Then why did Kamala do it?
Period.
Why'd you put him in there?
Far too many lives have been upended because of failed approach to marijuana. And I'm committed to righting those wrongs.
You can barely move your arm, C-3PO. What are you talking about? That's Joe Biden. He's, you know what? He ruined the economy. He made it to where millennials and Gen Z can't buy houses. But hey, guys, don't worry about it because pot. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Can listen around the country. Top of our third hour. So the scheduling. So this is like this old Nixon. It's like an old 1970s law. The Controlled Substances Act. And so they have like different classifications of how abusive the government says things are. But it's not the vax. That's not on there. No. So So they call them schedules. Basically, like the first classification, they have like what they say are the most easily abused drugs that have the greatest chances of dependency, like heroin, LSD, peyote. What the hell's marijuana, ecstasy? Is that supposed to be two separate words, or is that one thing?
I think they forgot the comma there.
Did they forget the comma?
I think so.
How is marijuana? Okay, I'm not like a drug person. I don't know. All I know about drugs, I learned from Cops, like the show. I just know. So my lab partner, when I was a freshman in college, was a really smart dude who smoked pot all the time, but he was a really smart guy. He was never addicted to it, though. Like he was, you know, I mean, I would never classify. What does that even mean? Can you become addicted to marijuana?
Yeah, yeah. People can be addicted to marijuana.
The hippie drug.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Is it because they've changed? It's different now than it was like back in the olden days. Is that what it is?
That I guess that would hold some weight if they didn't already classify it that way from the beginning. But they've been, they've classified it this way from the beginning.
Okay, so peyote, which is funny. Then they have the second classification, which is like the second. So you have most potential for abuse and dependence. Then it's high potential for abuse and dependence, which is Vicodin, cocaine, meth. Okay, I'm sorry. How is marijuana more addictive than meth?
Yeah, no, that's why I think it's changed.
What?
I think a lot of people have had an issue with that for a long, long time. And marijuana has been unfairly scheduled.
So the schedule went for two is Vicodin, cocaine, meth, OxyContin, and Adderall, which apparently currently they were saying was less than, oh my gosh. Schedule three, moderate potential for abuse dependence. They said Tylenol with codeine, ketamine, steroids, testosterone.
People get addicted to testosterone?
How?
I didn't.
Doesn't your body make it?
Yeah.
Okay. Schedule, this is four, low potential for abuse and dependence. Xanax, Darvon, Valium, Ambien, Tramadol, and what the hell is ATVN?
Ativan.
Ativan, I don't even know what that is. It's like a medicine for birds. I don't know what that is. Lowest potential, Tussin. Lyrica, Motofen. I don't even know what these are. These sound like nonsense drugs. These sound like herbs. Cooking herbs, except for the Tussin.
Put some Tussin on it.
Nobody will get addicted to Tussin. Let's just make that clear. If you get addicted to Tussin, you're on the marijuana ecstasy. You're there's something else happening here. Nobody gets addicted to Tussin because that's nasty. That is nasty. Ugh. You know where they get Tussin at?
Tussin Factory?
No, they get it out of them brain worms like the kind that RFK has.
I didn't know that.
I know. It's a real story. So the Democrats are like, well, gosh dang, we ruined everything with our economic policies. Nobody can buy a house. Everybody has the invisible tax of inflation. They can't buy anything. We're going to have to jack taxes up. Everybody's actually going to be in the desert eating cat food. Let's give them some marijuana. So he says he's going to, you're going to put it on a different schedule. What is it? What is he going to put it on? What's the schedule?
Schedule three, I thought. He's putting it in schedule three. So he'll put it in with Tylenol, with codeine.
Everything sucks, but here's some pot.
Let them smoke pot.
Yeah, it's the new let them eat cake. Let them smoke pot. That's what it is. Oh, my gosh. And they think that's going to do it. They think that'll be the thing. Well, maybe with some people it will. They're going to look at what they're doing. Pay off the student loans, right? Pay off. But give our money to pay off other people's student loans. So they'll buy. Biden's buying votes with our tax dollars. Yeah. And then out with us. But don't forget, he's going after menthols, though. Wait a minute. How are you going to be going after menthols, but you're going to be putting pot on the schedule
didn't
three?
Didn't he pause going after menthols, and now he's back on to going after menthols again? Like it's I don't get that.
I don't get that either. I don't get menthols at all, because isn't it like mouthwash and a cigarette?
I guess.
It's scope, if you could smoke it. Do you like a stick of scope to smoke? Try saying that fast.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna have fresh breath. You're not gonna smell like an ashtray. I don't know.
No, you still smell like
You?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Have you smelled menthol?
Yes.
It literally smells like someone set fire to scope.
Have you smelled a person who's been smoking menthols all day?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever have. Everybody in my family smoked Marlboro Reds until they came out with the gold package.
It's a little different than pulling one of those fresh little burners out of the pack. Yeah. Slightly different.
I am fascinated by it. I still don't understand. Is it fiberglass in there?
I heard that as the rumor. I've never confirmed that with any sort of testing, but I've heard that
rumor. Treating you like I do Chris right now. Like, I'll get onto something, and then I'll ask Chris a million questions about it, because Chris is the engineer, and he's interested in this boring stuff, right, that I just want answers to. I'm only fascinated by this stuff in so much as I can find the answer immediately for it, right? Like, the How It's Made show, that's his favorite show on television.
I still don't. I'm still struggling with why testosterone's a Schedule 3.
Yeah, how is that? How do you get addicted to what your body already makes?
Like, why can't that be a Schedule 5?
I mean, I guess I understand the steroid thing. Why that? I
can see that maybe, but
I see Juan's typing in Slack. Juan's getting ready to explain this to us.
Uh oh, Juan, what are you saying?
Because Juan's into like fitness and all that, so he understands it. Because you can't juice with it, right? Juan goes. Juan says, I had a roommate in college that used to eat toothpaste. Ooh. He was probably high AF. So do bodybuilders juice with testosterone? They do?
Yeah.
Is that because the steroids, you know, like shrinky-dink things?
I guess so. But I mean,
I'm made of questions right now. I'm sure that the chat and Twitter will not disappoint.
It's a way to get those gains without anything illegal showing up on
I mean, I've heard of like testosterone replacement therapy, and you know, the low T joke that goes around with some dudes. I get
different.
That, but
that's different than juicing it like while you're bodybuilding.
Ew. But can you become addicted to it though?
I don't know. I did hear the rumor, and again, no confirmation on this, but that if you do the TRT, the testosterone replacement therapy, a bunch, that your body then just decides to stop making it because you keep introducing it.
Oh,
you know, unnaturally.
Doesn't
it
make
system.
You hairy?
So what, testosterone?
Yeah, wouldn't that make you get hair?
Yeah.
Like super hairy, like Sasquatch level?
Yeah, those male attributes.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting. Yeah. So, okay, I get the stare. Okay, Steve wants to know where creatine falls on this list. Isn't that like part of
I hear that as a supplement
stuff?
To help repair creatine, help build
creatine
muscle.
Creatine or creatine?
Creatine.
Is there a difference?
Creatine? I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't know these things. I just find this. He's just paying you all off with pot. That's what he's doing. You know, you can't afford anything. You can barely afford ramen. But go smoke your joint and thank Biden and vote for him.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.